We're obsessed with the Connie Fife Show. It's about a lifestyle shift to move up or out.
Hey, you and JJ, what's the one thing that really drives you? What makes you unstoppable?
It's about opening a new door to live your dream.
People give up way too early on their dreams.
It's about enjoying the journey. It's about keeping it real.
Damn, now the interviewee is interviewing the interviewer. I like this.
It's all about you.
I knew there was something else I wanted to do. Stop taking shit so seriously. Y'all can do this. Take an outrageous look at life and laugh.
This is the Connie Fife Show.
We love your voice. We love your jam. You need to be on radio.
And now your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, everyone. Hello. It's another week and it's another show of the Connie Fife Show. Thanks for being here and thanks for checking back in with us. And I know I've shared recently that our number one country where we have our greatest, greatest fans is in Abu Dhabi. And today we happen to have our guest who actually is in Abu Dhabi, and he's here to share a lot more about his company, about his work that he does with ConvertX. He's one of the managing partners there, and their work stems from fintech, education, all sorts of corporate entities to help them really bring in and rein in what they're doing in terms of their business planning, their marketing, and so forth in that vein, so they can build those brands and they can build those businesses even greater. So welcome right here into the Connie Fife Studio, Josh Adler.
Thank you for having me, Connie. It's a total pleasure speaking with you again. It's always great coming on these shows and talking a little bit about the innovative future of not just the world, but the UAE even in particular, because it has unbelievable capacity to grow.
The capacity, and a lot of people talk about, you know, COVID and being in quarantine and how a lot of businesses crash. And we do know that. And, you know, we feel that pain for those type of companies. But also the capacity to grow is unlimited. And I know you're in Abu Dhabi. And it's really, you know, it always goes back to the earth is flat, because we can do e-commerce and we could do business so quickly around the world. And like I said, our biggest fans come from Abu Dhabi. Don't know why, but they do. So it's really interesting that you're there and you're putting all of this together with your company, ConvertX. So I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the company. So what is ConvertX?
For sure. And it's always kind of challenging answering that question, because it's very unique what we do. You have the likes of Y Combinator, Techstars, and even in Abu Dhabi in particular, you have Hub 71 or even Flat 6 Labs. We do something entirely different from them. We're not competitors with them. We don't compete. We don't solicit their clients. We're an entirely different kind of segment. At the end of the day, we're a venture studio. So companies or founders come to us with brilliant ideas where they're trying to change an industry, whether it's fintech, like you said, or whether it's health tech or education tech, or whether it's blockchain or IoT or any of these super, super advanced stuff. Then we jump in, we analyze our business idea at its core and figure out how we can really bring it into something that can launch into the market and change the entire way the market functions by utilizing our diverse array of advisors, developmental services, and capital resources. So it's something that the world has never really seen before, especially because of the fact that we're cross borders. So we work with clients in the same way in the UK, in Canada, or the UAE, or Singapore, right? So it's a very unique approach that we take that hasn't really been done yet. And to give you an understanding, we grew a little over 3,000% second year in business, which is just like crazy. And we're going to probably once again 4x, 5x by the end of this year.
Right. And you talk about being disruptive and making a change in things. And it's interesting because we actually won an award last year for disrupting the industry for the work that we do. So I so much understand the work that you're doing. And I was so excited when I was reading through your material to learn more about you. So, you know, so you're disrupting many industries. And you also talk about the software incubator. So if you can just explain how that works in along with the industries that you're working with and how you're helping them disrupt that in their industry.
Of course. So what we find is a lot of founders have unbelievable either business acumen or industry expertise, right? But they don't have both. And that's the challenge with being a founder. You have to have both. So we put them through not an accelerator, but a boot camp of sorts, where we kind of get them to the point where they're ready to not just jump into the market and start raising cash, but guide them on how to create a very thorough business strategy, which means like a business plan and pitch deck. In the UAE, for example, it's impossible to open up a bank account as a company. It sounds crazy. In the United States, like opening a bank account, right, it's almost impossible here. So doing things like that, or registering the company, whether it's Masdar City or ADGM or IFZA or the DIFC. And I know I'm just blurting out things, but these are different free zones or regions you can register a company that you basically are tax-free, more or less. So we kind of help them with the initial kind of parts to this, the initial kind of parts of registering, the initial parts of putting together the business strategy, then teaching them how to raise the cash, teaching them how to build advisors, teaching them even how to pitch to these advisors or investors.
Okay. Because that can be challenging. I mean, even here in the US, it can be challenging to pull all of those pieces together. Now, I mean, I've been in business for, almost 16 years now, but I remember even then first starting out and I was a CEO of a corporation and then having to start my own business, it's different. And when you're a founder and try to learn these new skills and these new steps, and again, even go out and pitching and, you know, again, looking for that capital to raise the funding of it as well. So that's a really, really powerful resource that you are providing to them. So with that, and let's talk about the pandemic and what's happened this past year, and has it changed for you for the better, for, you know, worse? How have you handled that?
It's an interesting question. It's a lot of businesses have suffered due to the pandemic or due to COVID. Part of the reason why we shifted a large part of our operations to the UAE is it's no matter what's going on in the world, there's massive stability here. And it's something that we found is quite prominent within this kind of GCC region. But regardless of that fact, even it's what we kind of saw with COVID is even when I was back home in Canada, we were still expanding. I was talking to one of my guys about 30 minutes ago. He's like, Josh, in the past, 30 days, we've hired 14 people.
Yeah. We've had tremendous growth as well. So a lot of companies really took that. I mean, yeah, you had the initial of, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now? But I think, you know, those that were able to refocus and reshift that direction really are coming out even greater than they were before.
You're 100% correct. And it's interesting to see how COVID changed the way that a lot of companies function and digitalized them. And I'm sure probably the same with your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've digitalized. I mean, we've done a lot of things, a lot of programming, even with our label, our talent label, with other business, we do a lot of business coaching ourselves. And before we did a lot virtually, and of course now we're doing everything virtually. So for us, it wasn't a drastic shift to go there. The biggest thing for us was our signature showcase that we do each year. Of course, last year it didn't happen and we're doing it this year. It's coming up in just a week and everything is now virtual, but most of that was already virtual. So it's not that detrimental to us. It's just doing things a little bit differently. So yeah, we've seen that. And we see a lot of companies that have been able to do that and able to shift, but a lot of them needed help from companies like yours to show them how they can shift, how they can look at it differently.
Correct. And it's even with us too, we're launching something new called Fly with the Falcons relative to even the UAE. And it's almost like a demo day where founders can pitch, right? And it's all done digitally, which is remarkable because pitching to venture capitalists or institutions, it always used to be in person, shaking hands, throwing on the suit, all this kind of formal stuff. And not only has COVID changed things, but we're further pushing the change. Like I will hire team members in Singapore, in the UK, I probably haven't even met them in person, but we're trying to follow this new route, almost like Apple or Microsoft or Facebook, where they say, listen, work from home if you want to for the rest of your career with us, work from home.
Right.
And it's, and I'm sure with everything and with all spaces, it's changing the way that people look at jobs. I see people, and you probably even experienced this too. It's, I had in-person people that quit their job because they have the opportunity to do that virtually and they want to be at home. So I said, you know what? If you want to be at home, be at home. Be a founder, expand your business at home, do everything from home, because then you have the luxury of just doing what you want when you want.
Right, right. And actually, my husband actually had this conversation, and he runs a manufacturing company for aerospace. And he said, but for him, though, it's a challenge to have people working from home. Like, he actually needs people there, you know, physically there. It's like, it's a little bit different. But if you drive around some of these big cities, you have a lot of these buildings now that are sitting empty. So the dynamics, you know, it's definitely changing. But, and again, that's technology, and that's how we progress, you know, that things keep on changing, that, you know, that evolution of change. So let's take a really quick break. And when we come back, I want to put you in the hot seat.
The Connie Fife Show is heard everywhere. You can find the Connie Fife Show on most of your favorite networks. It's time to now recognize and thank our major networks for all of their support. In the house, we have Conscious Business Radio, C-Suite Radio, Transformation Radio, iHeart Radio. We are also heard on Google Play, Apple Radio, Stitcher, and so many more that I just can't keep up with them all. I'm Connie Fife, your unstoppable diva. Learn more about our gym and how we can work together at my fancy swanky website, ConnieFifeShow.com. I'll see you over there. Until then, like, share. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back, and I am here with Josh Adler, and he is the managing partner of ConvertX, and talking about how we're doing business differently, how the landscape of business has changed, and how more and more people are virtual rather than having to, I know, living in Los Angeles, and if I had to get on that freeway every day, I would go insane. And I know people that do it every single day. So it's crazy, but to have the opportunity to work from home and to work virtually and still be productive, it's phenomenal. Like I said, I've done this way for years and years and years since having my own business and having my own company. So I never had to go that far from home where I had to commute. So I love it, definitely love it. But Josh, I want to put you into the hot seat right now. We have a couple of questions. We like to get our listeners to really know our guests on a personal level as well. Because as you know, when we're selling, it's not just selling a product, it's also selling ourselves.
Of course, no, definitely. And
so the first one that I always ask everyone to complete this sentence is, what makes you unstoppable?
My constant need to change something, to change what the status quo should be.
Love it. So we've talked about COVID and what's been going on. So let's talk about quarantine. So what has been your release during quarantine?
My which, sorry?
Your release?
My release. Oh. So I'm huge on board sports. So I try probably once or twice a week. And this is probably not a quarantine thing to do, but I go kite surfing. That's my crazy thing that I do.
Well, that's fine. Love it. We got into, we always did get into board games, or actually we were in a board game. I don't want to call it a club, but a bunch of us, you know, every year get together. And so we perfected our board game, and we're ready for this year's competition. And that's what we've been working on. What's your favorite business book?
That's a good question. I probably say it's probably 80-20 or, I guess that's a really hard question, because the challenge for me is there's different types of business books, some that teach you certain things. And I guess when it comes to kind of funny type of business books, I have very specific ones. And then when it comes to business books, that's kind of very, very different from my perspective. But for me, it's probably 80-20 because that applies to probably everything in life, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. It definitely, definitely does. So during quarantine, what did you learn about yourself that you didn't realize before?
I guess it's that regardless the environment, regardless where you are in the world, regardless where your life is, working is still the same. You can still get the same amount of work done. And if anything, I found that I get more done actually at home in a very, very weird way, because then your brain's always thinking work, work, work. So mm-hmm. you don't put things off, if you get what I mean by that.
Oh, I absolutely know what you mean by that. I mean, I still have that same schedule, you know? And so, yeah, fabulous, fabulous. So what has been the greatest advice that you have received sometime in your life that you still live by today?
And this is maybe hard for some people to accept, but it's something that I've always stood by from a very, very young age. And it's almost two things even. It's first is whenever you're stressed, let it roll off your back like a bead of sweat. That's number one. Anytime I'm stressed, that's what I follow. And I just think about, I almost imagine it for a second, right? The second part is, and this is something I've followed since I've been a kid, and people think I'm crazy when I say this, but if I don't change the world in a way that it's never the same after I'm gone, it wasn't worth it. Not anything I did was worth it. That's what I'm here to do, to create a massive impact that affects generations.
No, I mean, that is great. And, you know, and we always ask, you know, people, what's your legacy? I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about. You know, you want to leave your footprint. You want to change it for the better than the way it was before. So that's and fabulous advice that you received. And I'm glad that you're still living by that. Well, Jess, we're about ready to come to the end of our interview here. So what's your next project? What is ConvertX working on next?
For sure. So we're actually launching something called Fly with the Falcons. So we're inviting any startup founder, any entrepreneur. We're launching this in about a month, whether you're in the UAE, whether you're in the UK, whether you're in Canada. It's a pitch off and massive awards, whether it's taking a trip to the UAE, to Abu Dhabi in particular, and seeing what the environment is and introducing you to some falcons itself, or whether it's receiving $250,000 prize
every
year.
Well, if we can be of help, if we can be of help to help and share that with our listeners, I would love that. Be sure to get me that information. We'll definitely do that.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Love to do that. So how can our listeners learn more about your project and any other projects that you have going on?
For sure. So you can keep updated with our website, www.convertx.com. There's no E in it. We try to be different, but feel free to check us out on there and it'll be on the homepage soon.
Fantastic. Well, Josh, I've had a great time with you. You're always invited back to the show, and keep up doing the fantastic work. You're so needed in our new economy today. So thank you.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So everybody, that's it. This is Connie Fife. Always another fantastic show here on the Connie Fife Show. Keep checking back with us each and every single week, because you just never know who we'll be bringing in next, and you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. So until next time, let's all be unstoppable together.
Hey, y'all, it's Connie Fife. Thank you for listening to the Connie Fife Show. Check back often. You don't want to miss any of the good stuff. If you like what you hear and would like to be a guest on the show, head over to theconniefifeshow.com to apply. While you're there, check out our amazing advertising opportunities that will put you right in front of your perfect client. I will see you over there. Do yourself a favor this week. Activate your power and be unstoppable together.